changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
I never set out to become the world authority on complaining. I really wanted to make a big difference in the world. That was a goal of mine from a very young age, from being in my 20s. Something inside of me said that I wanted to make a difference. I wanted to do something big, something important, something helpful. And when I did, when we started the whole complaint-free movement back in 2006, I didn't expect it to take off. We handed out the bracelets. And then what happened was people began to ask me every week, what day are you on? What day are you on? What day are you on? And I found that they're watching me, they're holding me accountable, is what actually got me to complete the 21-day challenge. I was the first one to complete the 21-day complaint-free challenge. And I always think of myself as the Roger Bannister of the format of the complaint-free movement. And by that, I mean that Roger Bannister, of course, broke the 4-minute mile. And then a year later, high school girls were breaking the 4-minute mile and everybody had said it was impossible. The fact that I was able to go 21 days in a row without complaining, especially considering what a negative Nelly I was, is testament to the fact that it's possible and people began to take it on. And it has continued to grow and change people's lives all over the world. I just shot some videos for the Czech Republic that are going to be translated there for people who are doing the complaint-free challenge. There is nothing that will change your life better and faster than stopping complaining, not walking around with this negative soundtrack running in your head. Not only in your head, but coming out of your mouth, because what it does is, on a number of levels, one, it depletes your immune system, it makes you sick, it attracts other complainers to you. Can we get an amen on that? Okay. The more you complain, the more negative people you attract to you. And that often happens. Somebody will be complaining, and then they find out that all they have in common with this group of people is complaining. It's been amazing to me, the stories that people have told me about marriages saved and businesses that have doubled and tripled because they simply decided to not complain to each other and not to complain about each other. Hands down, the most transformative thing that I've ever seen, and I have been so fortunate to be the one to share it with the world. Now, you've heard me say in the past that people complain for five reasons. Get it? G-R-I-P-E. Get attention. G. R. Remove responsibility. I can't see if I can bend that finger down. I. Inspire envy. P is power. And E is excuse poor performance. Now, with that in context, I want you to understand, first of all, complaining, it has to be expressed. Okay, to express grief, pain, or discontent. That's the definition of complaining. If you are complaining, if you are expressing grief, pain, or discontent, you are complaining. Now, why do we do that? Like I said, get attention, remove responsibility, inspire envy, power, excuse poor performance. Remember what I talked about yesterday. If you haven't, go back and watch yesterday's Jumpstart, because I talk about the reason that we all do everything in our lives. The reason we do everything in our lives is status, and not to get above other people, but to get above our own mental projection or our own mental thoughts about ourselves. We all want to have increasingly higher opinions of ourselves, believe it or not. And so that every decision we make is to try and elevate that. Now, other people's opinions factor into that. When people are smiling at you, when people are wanting to hang around you, when people are talking to you, when people are giving you attention, all of those things factor into your estimation of yourself. The status level you feel for and about yourself. Make sense? All right. Now, other people's behavior, I guess is the word I'm looking for. It didn't come quick. Behavior towards you impacts your own feeling of status, but it's your own feeling of status that matters. Now, people complain to improve their social status. Full stop. That's what you need to get today. You and everyone else complain to improve your social status. Now, remember, if I have an issue with Amazon or Walmart or whatever, and I talk directly and only to them, that's not complaining. That's a request for accountability. Ideally, I do it as a nice person. But we complain to get attention, improve social status, notice me, remove responsibility, not my fault, I'm still great. Social status, inspire envy, which is brag. Hey, look how great I am. Oh, man, I got to go and do, work on this thing that I'm getting paid $500 million for. Ah, poor me. Inspire envy. Again, improve social status, power. People complain to get other people to follow them. When we have people following us, it improves our social status. And the E in gripe stands for excuse poor performance. This is after we've done something and we've messed it up and the person who asked us to do it is not satisfied with what we've done. Then we complain about the circumstances surrounding it. Why? To improve our social status. You know, there are other ways to improve your social status. Be honest. Be helpful. Tell the truth. Be considerate. Those are great ways to improve your social status. Those are positive ways to improve your social status. And those ways will not attract complainers to you. Those ways will attract other kind, helpful, giving people. People who go around and complain all the time to get their social needs met, they could very well and easily become happier people and attract people to them more by giving up complaining and beginning to focus on other people. You know, most complaining is about what's going on in our own lives. If we instead start putting our focus on other people's lives, that improves our social status. So it's not a good thing. It's not a bad thing. We all want to increase our social status. And that is not a bad thing. That is exactly how we are designed to live. Good question just popped up from Danielle Eblen. Do you think there are other reasons that people complain? No, I don't. And I'll tell you why. I've been studying this now for, like I said, going on 15 years. I have read every other book on complaining that I can find. I've written two myself. And even at speeches, everybody comes up to me whenever I'm doing a speech afterwards and somebody will come up and say, oh, well, this doesn't fall under that. Well, let's give it a second and look at it. And you will find that all complaining is done to either get attention, remove responsibility, inspire envy or brag, power, get people on your side, excuse poor performance, I messed up, don't blame me. And all of those fall under maintaining or increasing our social status. Kind of amazing. So I want you to think about that with yourself today. I want you to think about it as you go through the day. And if you catch yourself complaining, just ask yourself, how was I trying to improve my social status? Give yourself a second to consider that, because you were. You are trying to improve your social status. Now, don't get caught up in the five reasons unless you're really studying this deeply. The main thing is try and figure out ways to get your social status met in that very same situation without complaining. My friend Joe Vitale says that whenever he's around a group of people, one of the things that he does is he finds something to sincerely compliment everybody about. That's a great way to do that. Ed Wilmot. The best way I can improve social status is to compliment myself and others. There you go. And that's a good point, Ed. We want to hold ourselves in high esteem because once we do, other people will as well. Thanks, everybody, for joining me today. Make it an awesome day. And remember, do nice things. Do nice things for people. You don't need to complain. Do your best. Be nice. And you'll have a happy life. Enjoy today, everybody, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high.